103.5 WCOM. Now here's Claudio.
Okay, everybody, let's fall in love, man. Come on, it's a thing to do. This is Claudio, back at you here in the studio. We've got a music morning coming up with Deborah Wiedekind, who is actually the sister of Missy Pyle, who took an Oscar for her part, her character part, in the hit movie The Artist. She's going to be calling us from Texas, and I think some of Hollywood's going to tune in on this. If not now, they'll catch the podcasts. And on another note, I have someone local in the studio with me that I wanted to introduce. She is, I don't know if it's just started or if it's something that's already been in progress for a while, but she represents Winmore Studio, and her name is Danielle Fenton. Danielle, give us a cue on what that's all about.
Well, Winmore Studio was developed actually out of the idea of the empty space. I figured that there was a need for there to be a space that somebody could transform into anything,
mm-hmm.
Because I come out of the theater and I'm an artist, and it's a by-the-hour rental studio. So if you need to do a photography shoot or teach a dance class or have a occasion that needs a certain design or ambience to it that you could have generic, perhaps.
And from what I understand, you're even open to performance. It can even be used as a performance venue.
Yes.
I know you like literature and poetry and
scenario. we've done that. We've had a magic class, and we've had performances for the magic class. We do children's activities there.
All right.
And we're about to launch our Cram Jam, which is SAT prep, so which is coming up on the 6th if you have high school students, and it's designed to basically give you a good once over, twice over, thrice over, whatever. If you've had training already or none, it should get you up and ready for the test. It's an intensive workshop.
And how long has the space been around?
It just started really.
So we are at the inception.
We're new.
Good. And what inspired the whole idea originally? I mean, I know you come from your loft experience in the city of New York, but what inspired you to bring that scenario down here?
Well, I was actually trying to wrangle a free office for myself. The Winmore community is a new development, a mixed-use community, and the retail center is just getting itself started. And the space underneath my space was empty, doing nothing. And I didn't really want to make a commitment to be a store owner or have a business, mm-hmm. so I tried to talk the developer into letting me use it, and I won't change anything. It can just be a shell. It can be an open space, and we can bring in entertainment, et cetera.
If we make money, you make money.
Right,
basically.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't go for that. But we worked out something somewhat close.
Well, that's good. At least you got a foot in that. Tell us about where it is, the location, website, whatever information you have on that.
It's in the Winmore community, which is right off of Homestead Road and near Chapel Hill High. And I also should mention that I have a beer and wine license. So at some point, my dream would be to have a little bit of a cabaret theater going there at night.
It's always been one of my favorites, the cabaret flavors.
Well, I'd like to have you in.
Thank you. So, I mean, is there a website?
There is a website. It's winmore.com.
Okay.
Winmorestudio.com. And there's a lot of information there and photos. And it's, you know, it's the Zelig of rental spaces.
The Zelig, I like that. I'm going to give the address here. Winmore Studio, 240 East Winmore Avenue, Chapel Hill, NC 27516. And the number there is 919-942-4119, and the email, I believe, is info@winmorestudio.com.
And I forgot one thing. We do have a movable rolling wall, which artwork is featured on, and I'm in the process of putting out a call for art. So that's another activity that we do, is showcase local artists.
Wonderful.
And so if you are one,
I have to bring some of mine by.
Yes.
I do more the abstract, but I love arts in general. Let's see if there's something else.
We can have an abstract piece. Yeah, and the space is designed to be broken up. It's got a partition and movable wall, so it can change.
Perfect.
You know, like a stage set.
And it's 730 square feet. So
yes.
Storefront rental by the hour, day or week.
Day or week.
Ideal for meetings, conferences, dance, workshops, children activities, readings, rehearsals, classes, presentations, parties, and special events of all kinds. whatever you got.
Danielle, I'd like to ask you something. Have you ever had a space like this before, somewhere else?
Well, yes, I had a loft space in New York, and I thought of it because when I would do summer stock, I would rent it out for the summer and sometimes to filmmakers. And also, we had an empty space that we would rent out to photographers who would use it for shoots. Now, this was New York, of course, so there were needs for, you know, an empty space where you can bring stuff in for, like, a magazine shoot
or
a production. So that, yes, I sort of kind of had, but not full time.
Well, I think it's a fitting influence to bring here. I mean, because so much of the North has come this way, so it's only fitting that atmosphere should sort of emerge again.
Well, Claudio, maybe you can have Danielle on your show.
That was the game plan. But basically, she's just on here today for me to introduce her, because when Deborah Wedekind calls in, that's pretty much going to connect the two of us. Filler, okay. It's called Winmore Filler Studios.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to bring you on to introduce you locally.
Well, I really appreciate that, and it was kind of a fluke because I had actually wanted to meet Claudio to bring him into the studio, actually, to do some performance, perhaps.
Wonderful. So absolutely. We can definitely talk about that. I'm game. Got to make a living, so yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if whoever tuned in last week, I had my buddy... Oh, God, what's his name? I just had a brain freeze.
We've had so many people.
John McElwee on. I am actually at some point in the future going to dedicate a show to all the screw-ups that go on backstage. Every possible thing you can think of during the lifetime of being a theater technician or just in theater in general. I think on so many occasions when I've worked shows, I've worked Phantom of the Opera, the Peter Pan, I mean, anything that's been out there, I've worked in some technical capacity or actually been part of it. And it is amazing. On several occasions, I found myself saying, you know, what went on backstage to put this thing on is even more interesting than the show itself.
You know, that's a great idea because we don't have anything in theater like bloopers.
Right. So we're going to do a show of bloopers. I think we might have Deborah calling in here. So I do want to give a quick shout out to the Carolina Theater of Durham, my underwriter. Check them out, carolinatheater.org.
WCOM Community Radio is made possible by our underwriters, contributors, and our volunteers. Support us. Donations are always welcome. We're your voice in our community. You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Now back to Claudio.
And coming right up, I understand we've got Dee Dee on the line. That's what Deborah Wiedeken goes by. We have the lady that is a cross between Linda Ronstadt and Michael Bublé. She has a style all her own. Her new CD is Clear Skies Ahead. Her original arrangements are only outshone by her vocal clarity and range. Hello, Dee Dee. Are you on? Are you on, Dee Dee?
Yes. Oops.
Okay. Wasn't sure whether we just had a glitch. I heard a big bang outside. There's construction going on across the lot. Thought maybe we lost you.
No, I'm here.
How are you,
Claudio?
Great to meet you finally. I mean, we've met by email, but that's now there's a voice attached.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited to be on your show. I love your work. I love your stories.
Thank you. Are they all originals?
Yes, indeed.
I sit in the corner of the room and make them up, you know, when time has to fleet by.
Yes, you must have a lot of time on your hands to do
that. Right. It's therapy during those in-between spaces.
That's right. Well, you know, when it's really quiet, I usually think. I know it's strange, but that's what I do, and that's why I don't even like to listen to the radio sometimes in the car, because that's when I think. And I think the best when it's quiet. So
that's why I live out in the woods.
A lot of my songs will come to me, too.
Right. Well, we've got all kinds of music lined up, and I should probably give you a bit more of an introduction. I gave you that little hint of an introduction there, and I did say some things earlier. But I think what we'll do is go into some of the tunes as you and I sort of go through the interview, and then you can bring out things about that. Have you been performing anywhere lately?
I have. There's a jazz club here in the North Houston area called Amadeus, I've been singing there. And I also have been at a couple of wine bars. One's called The Tasting Room. It's a pretty big club here in the Houston area, and then I did perform a little bit in Maui this summer when I went to Maui. Yeah, at
you
one
bugger.
Of the hotels there, and a little bit in Vegas as well at a hotel there while we were staying there. And then I've got a big Christmas show coming up here in the North Houston area where it's going to be actually myself, my husband, Larry, who's also a great singer.
Wonderful singer, yes. He does a number with you on the CD, as a matter of fact. My Prayer.
He is on the CD. And another friend of ours who's from the...
Hello?
...live in, and her name is Kristen Herzenberg, and she's Christine in the Phantom Show at the Venetian in Vegas that just closed on September the 2nd, I believe. So she's going to be coming to Kingwood to see her in-laws for Christmas, so we snatched her up, and we're going to do a great show called The Lone, or Two Divas with Christmas with the Two Divas and the Lone Tenor. And Larry's the Lone Tenor, we're the Two Divas.
Yeah, Two Divas, he's going to be a Lone
show,
Tenor.
And I wrote the show actually last week. I actually wrote the first half, and there's a skit, it's a little play on the Lone Ranger, and we actually have a character that is sort of a baritone that comes in, and he's the Lone Ranger's sidekick, you know, Tonto, but we call him Tonto Tone.
Perfect.
So it should be really cute. And the second half of the show, of course, is more traditional. It's going to be the traditional Christmas story and all the great songs like Ave Maria.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, Holy Night, and, you know, all those songs that really are much more, you know.
Are you doing this for television, or what are you doing there?
This time. We are gonna record the show, but I don't think that any of the networks have decided to carry it.
Not just yet. Don't
worry. We
haven't
approached anyone.
The day will come.
But it should be a good show, and tickets will start going on sale for that if anyone's in the Houston area. The show is going to be December 21st and December 22nd, so it's kind of late in the season, but we wanted to do something that would get all the people that are here for home for Christmas holidays with
their
families and allow them to have a chance to all get together and go to a nice show together.
Give them a real traditional moment, yeah.
Exactly.
So let me mention something here from Jason Miles, who said something about you. He's a four-time Grammy-nominated producer and Grammy winner. He referred to you as a wonderful performance. Deborah knows how to take an iconic song and turn it into her own. She's a talent that needs to be watched. I believe that too. There could be big things in store for her in the future. Deborah Wiedeken, of course, Dee Dee, is an absolutely superb vocalist who, with some luck and good experience behind her, can definitely be a vital part of the music scene for many years. A superb talent. I just had to throw that out there. And I totally agree.
Yeah, that was a wonderful quote that he gave me. He actually did a review of one of my songs called Psalm on Danny Boy that made it to number 11 on some of the charts, the adult contemporary charts, believe
beautiful
it or not,
piece.
Because it's kind of a religious song. And it played all over the country. It's still playing all over the Internet and many stations around the country and around the world, actually. And he did a review. I had requested a review, and he came back with this perfect score. It was, I think, the highest score you could get was 150.
Not
and I
bad.
Got 150 out of 150, and I was stunned and amazed and humbled and so grateful. And Jason lives in New York. He's produced for Michael Jackson. He's produced for all these different famous people.
The name is very recognizable.
He won a Grammy, and I think it was 2001 with Sting when they did She Walked This Earth. If you remember that song, She Walked This Earth. It kind of goes like that.
Yeah.
I can't really sing like Sting.
Yes, no, I know what you're talking about. I
was amazed that he would write something that kind of amazing about me. And
that's,
here I
that's
am,
pretty
this
special.
Unknown kind of in trying to make it, and that really was a boost to me and helped me out a lot, you know. So I really appreciate you bringing that up because, you know, it was something that was kind of a great moment in my short career so far as a professional.
Well, I want to promote you to the local area here, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, but there are also people eavesdropping on this show from all over the world. It's amazing who listens to the podcast and who catches it live streaming. I think there are a lot of people that are drawn to independent radio because it's not commercial canned speak or corporate speak. And I think those people, they
and you don't have
to
play a certain artist or a certain
you
know, band. You can play what you want to play. And I think that's so wonderful, and it kind of captures what this is all about. And
absolutely.
Music
I thought
is all about freedom and expression, you know.
Absolutely. I thought we'd go into the psalm on Danny Boy. Psalm on Danny Boy, just so that people can hear what you're talking about, and then you and I'll pick up the conversation after that plays. What do you think?
Okay, sounds good.
That'll be number one, Psalm on Danny Boy.
Made for it, let's take a chance. Why are you afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know, but still we can try to make a go.
That was my bad. We got to fade into Danny Boy. It was number three. I'm sorry. My bad on that one. You still there, Deb?
I'm here.
All right. Messed up for you on the first round, but hey.
That'll wake up a
little bit. We started the show with your song, with that song we just played, before you came on.
Okay.
So you've been here all along, you see. Here we go.
That's right.
Psalm on Danny Boy.
Yeah.
Your time is important. Take us along. We're WCOM Community Radio for Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Now back to Claudio.
And if you want to find out more about this lady of song, this songbird you just heard, you can go to her website, which is www.deborahweedekind.com. Hope I'm saying that right, Deb. Weedekind?
It's exactly right. It's
good.
Weedekind. Or if you're German, it's Wedekind.
Wedekind, yeah. And I am. What inspired that arrangement? Is that something that that you came up with, or how did that come about?
It is. I've always loved the song Danny Boy, but I've always thought the words were kind of a little outdated. No offense.
I mean, No. I fully agree.
People love it all over the world, especially if you're from Great Britain, Ireland, you know, Scotland. England, but
I've used just the music.
From, what, the 1500s or the 1600s, and yeah. About some guy that dies named Danny, and
a
it's
kid.
Like a father's lament over
basically.
Poor Danny boy,
yes.
And it's just very sad, and I'm sure it has a lot of historical significance. But I just thought, you know, it's such a beautiful melody. Why don't we update it with some words that would give hope and joy and comfort instead of kind of make you a little nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Take it out of
that's kind of where it came from.
Take it out of the traditional realm. I've actually used it to back myself up on some recitals. Just
sure.
because it's such
a beautiful melody.
Universal music.
You know, talking to people, talking to people, they just say how it's their favorite song, and it's like 300 and something years old, right? So if it's people's favorite song, let's update the lyrics.
And you've changed it. How dare you?
Yes, but you know what? I've changed it to something actually more traditional than the original.
Yeah, I know, that's
Psalm
true.
Psalm 23.
Yes.
From the Psalms in the Bible. And it's in my own words. So, you know, it's something that I actually opened up the Bible, and when I was writing the words, I looked at the verses because I couldn't rely on my memory to remember exactly what they said, and it was there were a lot of these therefores and shalls and yays. And
at least you got to skip the begats.
I'm going to put that in there.
Right.
So, yeah, that's how it came to be, and it's had very good response so far, even on non-Christian radio, contemporary stations, I mean, all over the world.
Well, it went to number 11 on the charts,
Yeah.
Not bad. Give us a little background on yourself. I want people to get a fuller understanding of who you are. You're also the sister of Missy Pyle, who just ran away with an Oscar. Give us a little, however you want to shape that little background on yourself.
Missy and I, we were raised in Katy, which is just west of Houston. It's a kind of a small town. It used to be a rice farming community, and now it's part of basically western Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very rural when we were growing up out there. And my father was a church music director, so we both got a lot of church music.
Ah.
We sang in choir since we were about 2 feet tall, you know. And so music has always been a huge part of our lives. My parents basically expected all of us to sing, and so we all did. And there were 5 children in the family, and then my parents remarried, divorced and remarried, and now we have 7 children in the family. So, you know, we have...
That's a good-sized family.
And it's a big family, and every single person, even the parents, step-parents, everybody sings, everybody plays an instrument.
Wow.
It's just in our blood, and I think it comes from both sides.
So I guess when you have gatherings, everybody... gatherings, everybody gets together and finds something to sing.
Yes, we do. It's part of our family tradition, and we thought that every family was like that when we were growing up. And we're like, so what part do you sing? And I'm talking to my friends, and what part do you sing? I don't sing. Really? So I feel fortunate and very blessed that my family had this rich musical heritage. And Missy went down more of the acting path, but she also has done a lot of singing. And I think she's going to be on the show Warehouse 13 coming up on one of the episodes where she actually plays a singer. So she gets to sing, and she was really thrilled that she actually got to sing on TV because she has quite a nice voice. She's actually on my website, on my YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you'll see the Pyle sisters sing. We were doing some radio interviews out in L.A. where Missy and my other little sister Meredith live, and we got to sing for a couple radio shows. So we did Mr. Sandman in three-part harmony for a couple of the shows. And so that's on my YouTube. You can go see that. It's, I think, called Pyle Sisters Sing, and you'll see Missy and Meredith. And they actually have great voices, so it's kind of neat. And then we all played an instrument, so I had to learn how to play the flute. And unfortunately, on that song, that is not me playing the flute.
Okay.
That's a Celtic flute. So I was not, I'm not really that good anymore on the flute. And I also learned how to play piano. I played piano for about 15 years. Then I kind of stopped for a while, and then I went back to school to study music because I started hearing music when there was no music. I started thinking of songs that no one else had ever thought of that I know of. And so I thought, well, you know, there's something going on here. Maybe I need to go back to school, because I was a music major and a marketing major the first time around. I dropped the music because it was just too much for me. I was working my way through college in Austin. Mm-hmm. And when my husband heard that I was hearing all these songs, he'd say, well, sing some of them for me. So I did, and he goes, well, some of them are good, and some of them are not so good. But I think you have something going on here, some talent that's coming from, you know, somewhere, and we need to send you back to school. So I went back to school, and I got a music degree at a local college here in the Houston area, and that was only about 3 or 4 years ago. So now I'm writing music and writing down these songs, and it's been very fulfilling. It's just been really a neat thing. It's kind of one of those things where music picked me. I didn't really pick music.
I think that's how it works.
I love music, and I've always been a singer, you know, but music just kind of found me, and I started hearing music, and I had to get it out so that other people could hear it too. So that's kind of where I am now and what I'm doing now. And I'm actually writing music, and I have a friend that helps me a little bit here and there, and we're putting down some of my music that I've been writing for the past 6 or 7 years that has all been kind of stacking up in my computer. And so in January I'm going to be recording, hopefully with a Nashville producer that I met by the name of Don Cook. It's spelled C-O-C-H. I've been talking with him, and he wants to work with me and possibly write with me, and I've got an additional 5 or 6 songs I'm going to be recording in January with him.
Do you have a
and
band?
And I'm going to be making a Christmas CD in probably May of next year, hopefully also with him, because he's won several awards. He's very talented.
Do you have a band? Tell us about the band. I would imagine
I do
have
a band.
Yeah.
It's called the Clear Skies Band, and Clear Skies Ahead is my CD, original CD that I came out with.
The one I've got, yes.
November, right, the one that you're playing. And we play locally. My band director, my band leader is my piano player, and he's from Vegas. He played in Vegas for about 25 years with top acts in Vegas. So I'm really thrilled to have him. He just joined the band a couple of months back. And so we're doing a lot more bookings, a lot more gigs. We're available for festivals all over the country, parties, house, you know, these new things called house concerts are really quite
popular. I actually do house concerts myself, yeah.
Yes. All the musicians and all of the artists that I know that are performance artists are now doing these house concerts, which are really great because you don't really have to have a big website or go on the radio and announce it. It's just people's homes, their friends, their family.
Yeah.
You could sell tickets. You can do what they call like a broadcast of that on the web and pay money to see it on the web. So it's really very innovative. You don't have to go to all the trouble to rent out and pay
all
that money
I
for
agree.
A big
I like
concert
the idea.
Hall. Yeah, so whoever thought of that, that was really smart.
Good one, yes. I'm frequently brought in to be both the storyteller or poet, usually with a musical ensemble, and on several occasions I've been asked to be the chef for the event as well, so
there
it, all,
you go.
It all fits in.
I heard you were a really great cook. When are you going to cook for me?
Well, we'll have to get together for that.
I'm coming to Greenville, South Carolina for a wedding. In November.
Well, drop me a line anytime you're close. At some point, we'll have to arrange some cuisine.
I don't know how far you are from there, but it's right across the border, you know, from North Carolina.
200 miles from here, according to my co-host, Rocco. Well, listen, let's slip into stormy weather.
That's nothing.
Right. I'll just jump on a kite and head your way.
There you go.
Let's play stormy weather, and we'll
over.
And we'll pick up right after stormy weather. Right, that's it.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carlborough. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carlborough. Thanks for listening to our station.
If you want to hear special innovative programming, set your radio dial to 103.5 FM WCOM, community radio for the people of Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Listen to us. You'll see we have something for everyone. Now back to Claudio.
And that was Stormy Weather, another one by Dee Dee. But before I bring Dee Dee back on, Danielle, there was something you still needed to mention about your project.
Yes,
let's get into that for a second.
I forgot to mention our affiliation for this test prep with a company called A-Plus Test Prep. Sheila Lowe is the power behind that, and they're great. And it's for SAT Cram Jam, so you can get higher scores.
All right.
Thanks.
Hopefully that's not
Wednesday.
Too complicated. Thank you, Danielle. And now, Dee Dee, if you're still on the line, otherwise I'm in trouble.
I'm here.
Hey, girl, good, all right.
See, when I was taking my SATs and all those tests, because I didn't have any help, my scores reflected it. Oh, the kids nowadays are so lucky. They don't know how lucky they are.
It's a whole new deal.
They take all kinds of courses and get tutoring and get prepped and actually take sample tests, and then you can make great scores on your SAT and then get scholarships and all kinds of things. So.
I know.
The wonderful thing.
You had mentioned something about, I don't know if you want to get into any of this, but you said you've met a lot of famous people as a result of your sister, and I'm sure you're in some of your own circles.
Well, I guess we're into it now, aren't we?
Right, exactly, and I didn't know if there were any particular stories you wanted to tell on that.
Oh, gosh, I've got so many. Where do I start?
Good one.
Missy, you know, has been pretty famous.
She's been around for
a while.
I know, yeah.
Probably since in her low 20s. She lived in New York, and she was doing voiceovers and off-Broadway, and then she got discovered in that film called As Good As It Gets.
Ah, right.
With Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt.
I saw it.
She would always tell me stories about Jack and how one time she was leaning over the counter. She was a server in a diner, and her skirt was ripping up the back. And she had to lean over right in front of him, like, for hours, and he would just sit there back there saying, "Missy, it's not going to make it, Missy. That skirt is not going to make it." I'm sure he was enjoying.
I'm surprised he didn't say something more provocative.
Rip up the back, so he was getting a good view.
Yes.
But I would say probably one of the best celebrity stories I have is I met Steve Martin and Queen Latifah and some other really famous celebrities on the set of Bringing Down the House. And Steve Martin is a great bluegrass banjo player. I don't know if everybody knows
that. There's a friend of mine here, Mike Cross, who's a legend in this area that actually plays with him. Yeah.
Yeah, and he knows everything off the top of his head. I mean, he's just naturally gifted. And so a friend of mine from Hawaii and I and my mom were all at the set in California. It was at a country club, at a beautiful, beautiful country club in California where they were filming like the golf scene and the country club scene. And Missy played like the gold-digging sister-in-law that was always after the little old guys, you know, and there's one scene where she pulls the guy's mask off as she's feeding him. He's got an oxygen mask on, and she pulls the mask, and she's feeding him, and somebody walks in and says something. She lets the mask go, and it smacks him right in the face.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's kind of a sad scene, but, you know, you have to understand it.
Right.
In Hollywood, they always make everything look like, you know, worse than it is.
Backstage humor.
No actors were harmed in the making of that movie.
Yes, right.
But I got to meet Queen Latifah, who is so nice. Her real name is Dana Owen, and she just was talking to me like a normal person. She's just one of the nicest celebrities I've actually ever met. She was just like, "So you're Debbie, Missy's sister." My family calls me Debbie. I have so many names. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I really admire you. I admire your work. I think you're a great role model for kids and teens and girls." And she and I just had a really great conversation, and I thought, boy, she's so down to earth, so nice. You know, she just, you know, to me, it's interesting because the screen persona of a person that you see on screen often really is that persona when you meet them. It's really.
I've known some that way. Yeah, I spent.
She comes across as a pretty nice, very confident, you know, very in control type person, but just super, super nice, and that's the way she is in person. And then
Let me interrupt for a second. Hello. Oh, let me get in on the conversation here. I spent a decade. I'm just trying to confirm with what you're saying there. I spent a decade of my life as executive chef for a lot of movie stars on their yachts and schooners, and came to know them personally. And I think one of the biggest problems they have is that people want to worship them, in so many cases that they get put on these pedestals that they're really very uncomfortable with. But
and I agree. Yeah, I think that you can't help but sometimes become the character that you're playing for the while you're playing it. But yeah, people, I think celebrityhood is very difficult, and I've seen it with my sister, I've seen it with her friends, I've seen it with the people that I've met through her.
What about in your career?
It's uncomfortable, yeah, because people get an idea of you that isn't always exactly true.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I met Alan Rickman, and he was on the set of Galaxy Quest with Missy. He played one of the, I guess, space explorers, and this was before all of the Harry Potter, you know, where he was Professor
right.
Snape. And I mentioned him because he was in all the Die Hard with a Vengeance. You know,
oh, yes.
He's the bad guy, almost always.
Yeah.
And I said
he's a good
him,
bad guy.
Yeah. And I said to him, gosh, I think you're so good in all the Die Hard movies. And he got a little bit upset with me, I think, because of that, because everyone mentions to him how he's such a good bad guy that no one pays any attention to the movies where he actually is a good, kind-hearted, loving guy.
Right,
I think
it's
kind of wearing on him. It's probably really wearing on him now, wondering if he's ever going to get a role where he's not playing somebody sinister, you know. But, yeah, you have a definite point there. People definitely do think that people are the persona that they are. But I'm more talking about if you see in their eyes a certain kindness or a certain thing when you're watching them, and you meet them in person, you see that same thing, which is
there's always
true
more to
for
them.
Everyone, you know.
Yeah. Listen, we're only going to have time. I just realized what time it was. We may only have time for another one or two songs, so I may have to let you select. We've still got When I Fall in Love that we were considering. I Dreamed a Dream.
But I did want to mention that Steve Martin gave us a great banjo concert, like 7 songs in a row on the steps of his trailer. So that was like a blow me away moment.
I bet.
And we ran into him and Dana the next year outside of the Beverly Hilton, and he actually recognized me and Missy as we were walking in, and then Dana came up, and she's, you know, Queen Latifah, and she said,
right.
"You're Missy's sister. I remember you." So I was like, "Wow."
Hey, you're getting in there, girl.
Me, not just Missy. So,
getting in those circles. Which of the tunes would you like us to go to? When I Fall in Love, I Dreamed a Dream, or For All We Know?
I would say probably When I Fall in Love. I think that's one of my most popular songs.
All right. We'll go to that, and then we'll catch up again.
Okay, great. Thank you.
8.
It will be forever.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater here at Community Radio WCOM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
And I've got to give one more plug to my underwriter, the historic Carolina Theater of Durham. I know some of those folks are listening, and they're probably thinking, you better say something about us. So go to carolinatheater.org, and you can find out all the amazing stars that are going to be making appearances there. Back to you, Dee Dee.
Well, hey, Claudio.
Hey.
I love your accent, by the way.
Thank you. I can't fully explain what that accent is anymore. I speak five languages and was raised with three of them in the family, and between Germany, Africa, and the Caribbean that I've spent my life in, there's no telling what this mix is. I know people keep trying to put a finger on it.
French, German, Portuguese.
There we go.
French, German, Portuguese.
You get it with fried food. That's it.
That's it.
Yes.
It's too much good cooking, see?
That could
be. When you cook in all those different types of places around the world, you cook the food from there.
Are you suggesting that the palate shapes the vocal cords? Are you suggesting that the palate shapes the vocal cords?
There is evidence that.
Oh, there is, huh? Uh-huh. I think this girl knows something.
I'm kidding you, but I do love the way I love the way you talk. I love to listen to you.
Thank you, doll. I appreciate that. I love your singing.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, I have a song that's playing all over the country right now called America United.
Yeah, tell me about that.
To unite the American people in time for the election. I thought we could use a little unity as a country.
Yes.
So I wrote the song, and you can find it on Reverb Nation. You can listen to the whole song. It's www.reverbnation.com, reverbnation.com/ Deborah Wedekind, Deborah Wedekind. I didn't get that one to Dee Dee yet, but we will, so make it easier. But you can also get a free download of my song, I Dream, which we're probably not going to have time to play today, but it's my favorite song.
No, I think we're going to have to talk our way out of this. We've got about another 5 minutes left, but I want to say that I actually want to add a mantra to this little political season we got going on, something I got from Robin Williams, and that is, remember that politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed often and for the same reason.
Oh, that's right. I haven't heard that one, or a variation of that one.
Right.
It's really funny.
Since you're being nice with your song, I'm being a little edgy.
True, so sad but true kind of thing falls into that category. But, yeah, I wanted people to think about the country, where we're heading, what our role is, and the freedoms that we have. And not every country in the world can you walk down the street at any time of the day, and can you go vote, and can you speak your mind and say whatever you think and not get arrested. So we have a lot of things here to be very grateful for, and I wanted people to think about that and think about, we all need to vote. If you're a citizen of this country and you're over 18 or 18 and
get
over,
off the couch.
You need to vote.
That's
so,
right.
It's a right that we have, but I think we take these rights for granted so often, and people around the world are suffering and dying because they don't have the rights that we have here. And so it's just so many things that we're given and we're blessed with from God in America. And so that's what this song was written. I saw it in other countries that I've visited where people just don't have the freedom.
Oh, I know. I've traveled those cultures.
Women can't vote in some countries I've been to.
And what is the name of that song again?
It's really sad.
What's the name of that song again?
I'm sorry?
The name of the song you were talking about.
Oh, it's called America United.
America United. Okay.
It's Give us also on my. You could purchase it on my website, or you can purchase it from Reverb Nation.
Give us your website again.
It's www.deborahwedekind.com, DeborahWedekind.
And is there a different contact? Is there a different contact if somebody wants to book your band and bring you to North Carolina, which would be one way for me to meet you?
That would be wonderful. And, yes, we'd love to come because I love North Carolina. It's so beautiful. I go up to Asheville quite a bit.
Oh, I like it there, yes.
To go see the Biltmore, so we drive up there. Yes, you can book me on the band page on my website. You go under Artist, and you look at the very bottom. There's press kit information. There's also Contact Dee Dee, and you click on that, and it'll send me an email. So if you want to reach me, you can definitely email me there. I think you can also become a fan on Reverb Nation. You can like me on Facebook, and you'll get another free download. I think if you enter an email address on my website, I think you get the prayer. So you can go and get some free music today. Check me out.
All kinds of good stuff.
Bunch of new stuff coming out, so keep your eyes and ears tuned for more stuff coming out from me. My new CD in January is probably going to be released in maybe March of next year, and it's going to be called Sea to Shining Sea. So I think I'm going to call it America from Sea to Shining Sea, but instead of S-E-A, it's going to be C, like the note C.
Ah, I got
Sea to Shining Sea, get it?
Yes, I got it.
I thought you would appreciate
yes,
that, Claudio.
Yes. Indeed. Well, listen, Dee Dee, we're going to have to keep this an ongoing thing. You're part of the Speakeasy family now. I've got to start wrapping the show so that the next host can come in. But let's stay in touch by email and just sort of keep me updated, and we'll put another show together at some point.
Well, thank you so much for playing my music. Thank you for having me on the show, and I want to thank your listeners for listening to my music and supporting artists like me that are new artists that don't have labels, and we need all the help that we can get. So
they
we
can relate.
Really appreciate you guys.
Thanks for being on.
Bless you too.
Bye.
Claudio.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted.
I'd like to tell you that your host, Claudio, is available as a poet with a one-man band for house concerts, performing original and traditional literary readings. Claudio is well known as a classical poet and master storyteller. His website is claudioarts.com. Claudio, it's been a great show.
I think it has, too. I'd like to thank Danielle for being here, keeping us surprised about Winmore Studios. And Dee Dee, that was absolutely wonderful. I know the conversation went rather energetically. I think there was a little bit of nervous tension for Dee Dee being on the radio show. She wasn't used to a new audience and so on. But I told her as time goes by, it'll become a lot more relaxed. I want to mention that I am not going to be doing a show next week. Rocco has to be out of town. I've got some things to catch up on. So we're turning the time over to John Paul, so he's going to have a two-hour show next week. And I trust he will acknowledge my sponsor, the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, during that time. But I will be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for tuning us in. It's been great performing for you. Cheers.